It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup. Good morning, Philip.
School is in session.
Good morning, Mr. Knee. Welcome to class.
Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing very fine.
Would you like to tell us about your events last night that led you to today's...
Not much, other than we did a game.
Did you get in trouble at home?
No, I don't think so. It was kind of quiet.
Did you get in trouble anywhere?
No, I don't believe so. No.
I am proud of you, Mr. Knee.
Quiet at the game. You know, other than the wind.
Yes.
You know, I don't know that I've seen a night where, again, it was 55 degrees, but the feels like reading was about 35.
It was, I was at Highland, and it means Highland. So it was very windy. We had to stop the game several times for the dust. I mean, it was blowing right in my face. And I was with your good buddy, Brian Alvin.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So,
gentleman and scholar that he is.
Well, I have to tell you a story what happened to the young man. First or second batter of the game, okay, excuse me, I'm still getting dust out of my eyes.
I thought you were crying.
No, it's the dust, seriously, it's still, I showered for 6 hours last night, but anyway, we had a hit ball, it was actually a bunt, catcher picks up the ball, okay, and whips it down to first base, all right, I'm watching the feet, it's the only runner, Brian is over there on his backside. He pivoted. Second baseman come over and just crushed him.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Is he all right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Ain't going to hurt him.
Oh, okay.
That poor guy. I mean, it's like, come on, Brian.
Wow.
It was my fault. I'm going to take the blame on this. Because I should have had, I didn't have the call.
Oh.
And we called her safe. And the coach comes over, the offending coach comes over, oh, thanks, because I thought she was out by a foot. Like, wow.
Oh, well, yeah.
But no, I kind of felt bad for him. But he did a nice job.
Yeah,
he did. Well, I mean, he was all over the place, so.
Hats off to all the officials. Not easy to do it at any time, especially when it's cold, cruddy weather.
It was very nasty.
Everybody says that, you know, that when is this wind going to stop? And not today, I don't think.
No, not today. And I'll be at it again today.
Yes, so will I. So, oh, well,
anyway.
Trying to get them to put a hunting blind at the Richland Center so I can have a place to broadcast. Those are insulated, too, you know, so.
Your little heater.
Yeah. Yeah, the only problem is they won't let me hunt out the back window.
Why is that? Like,
well, I don't know. I thought during deer season, if I saw something run through the swamp.
Yeah, just go ahead and nail it.
But they said no, probably can't. School grounds, I suppose.
That's not very nice.
No. And my BB gun, too, you know.
Yeah, don't take any guns to the school grounds.
No. But, you know, hunting season.
It's hunting, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different when it's hunting season.
My BB gun, yeah.
It's hunting season something for all the time around here.
Right, yeah.
So.
It ain't going to harm much. You can see the BB. You can see it arc. You got to aim way above something because it kind of boop.
It's like, oh, mosquito. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mr. Knee.
My wise idea was to go, when I used to go get the cows, was to, you know, maybe get them moving with a BB gun, you know, on the other side of the stream.
Right.
First of all, I had a hard time hitting, you know, cows are hard to hit. You
right.
know, they're so small. And and then the arc, of the,
small,
arc
small.
Of the BB, you know, yeah. drop it it's on like, their back, and they're like, oh, darn it. Fly.
Wow.
Switch your tail and then keep eating.
Just keep eating. Don't miss a beat.
No. Nope. Then Phil had to wade over and get him.
Chewing on the cud.
Yep. Didn't matter.
Today is Quizzy Poo.
What's it on today?
Well, we're going to talk about some ducks.
Ducks? I didn't study for that.
What'd you study for?
Well,
whiteout.
Taxes today, tax day. And
well, you never know where I'm coming from.
Nope. All right. Ducks.
Yep, 1 through 30.
What?
Minus 20.
Oh, okay.
That gives you?
10.
That a boy. See, that's why you're not in math class.
That's right.
All right.
I graduated from that.
Number one.
All right.
Some duck species are known to be committed for life. True, false. All these are true or false. Philip.
Well, here you go.
All right. Number two. Ducklings are born with the ability to fly. Number three.
All right.
Ducks have taste buds on their tongues, Philip.
All right.
Number four. All ducks quack.
All right.
Number five. Some ducks can sleep with one eye open. Sounds like some people I know.
Like Hank Bray.
Hey, who's that guy? Today I'm Mr. Bray.
Mr. Bray.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Number six. Ducks have no sense of smell.
All right.
Number seven. A male duck is called a drake. Number eight. All ducks migrate during the winter.
All right.
Number nine. A group of ducks on the water is called a raft. Look at them raft of ducks.
A raft of ducks. Okay.
Tenor. Ducks can live both in freshwater and saltwater.
All right.
All right, my man. There we go. Let's see here. Your biggest test is number one, has been for a while.
I know. I always feel good about the quiz, but I'm not always very sure about number one.
Do you think I do that purposely?
Uh-huh. I do.
And that hurts, Phil. That hurts me that you think I would intentionally.
It's kept me off the fridge numerous times.
It actually has, like four or five times.
Yeah.
Right, let's see how you do today. Number one, buddy. Some duck species are known to be committed for life.
That's true.
No, it's not, Phil.
What?
Most duck species form seasonal bonds, but
what?
They typically do not find mates, and then they typically find new mates each breeding season.
Well, those little runaround ducks, I'll tell you.
They need to cover their quacks.
Oh, boy. First one wrong.
Can you mark it in red.
Oh, that's right. You gave me a red pen today, didn't you? Okay.
So how is that for you?
Oh, that stinks. So ain't going on the fridge today.
Number two, ducklings are born with the ability to fly.
False.
It is false. Ducklings hatch with downy feathers but must grow flight feathers before they can fly, usually around 5 to 8 weeks old.
See the little white coming on their wings and developing those feathers there? Yep.
Number three, ducks have taste buds on their tongues.
That's true.
It is true. Ducks have taste buds and can distinguish between flavors, though not as well as humans. Number four, all ducks quack.
False.
It is false. Not all ducks quack. For example, wood ducks and whistling ducks make different sounds than quacks.
And Donald Duck.
Yeah, he.
Like that. He didn't quack.
Have you been basing this whole test off Donald Duck?
On cartoons.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Daffy.
No wonder you got number one.
Daffy
wrong.
Duck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, number five, Phil. The whole chapter on ducks is going to have to come back because you've been living at it on a cartoon.
Oh, my whole life. Yeah.
Oh, you poor thing.
All right.
Some ducks can sleep with one eye open. That's number five. Is that right?
It's got to be true.
It is true. Ducks can rest half their brain at a time, keeping an eye out for predators.
Really?
Yeah. I do that all the time.
I bet you do.
I never use all 100%.
Especially when you're umpiring. Sorry. Anyway.
Wow. Well, kick Henry. Kick Henry good today,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely. They call you the one eye short of a cyclops?
Someone called me that before. who was that?
I don't want to spread, you know, my sources, but
anyway. It was from Riverdale.
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe it was too. That was Mr. Coach Kenyon down there.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Anyway, I didn't think that he would tell you.
Number six.
Yeah, I just can't believe it. Oh, I got to get my third eye straight here. Ducks have no sense of smell.
That's false.
It is false. Ducks do have a sense of smell, although it's not developed as their vision or hearing. They're very keen on vision and hearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Number seven, a male duck is called a drake.
True.
It is. Males are known as drakes, females as hens, and baby ducks as?
Ducklings.
Ducklings.
Well, yeah. By golly.
Number eight, all ducks migrate during the winter.
False.
You are correct. While many ducks migrate, some species stay in the same area year-round if the climate allows. Number niner. A group of ducks on the water is called a raft.
True?
It is true. On water, they're called a raft. In flight, a flock, and on land, a waddling.
A what?
Waddling.
A waddling.
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 Never heard of that.
W-A-D-D-L-I-N-G.
Really?
Yeah.
Waddling.
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 That's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying waddling.
Waddling.
Like lean to one side. Like...
You know what?
Like number, a duck with a short leg.
Number 10.
A waddling.
Are we live?
Is that what you were saying?
Are we live?
Well, oh, yeah. I think we're still on.
Great.
Oh.
A waddling.
A waddling duck.
Waddling. Look at that duck lean over there. One of her name's Eileen.
Oh, well.
Number 10. Ducks can... Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Nice job, yeah. What's true?
What is number 10?
Number 10, ducks can live both in freshwater and saltwater.
True.
It is true. Some ducks species can tolerate both environments due to specialized glands that remove excess salts. And a waddling. And our thought of the day, Philip, when French people swear, do they say, pardon me, English?
Do they? Pardon me. I was looking up the duck question.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
When French people swear, do they say, pardon my English?
Pardon. Pardon.
You know how, hey, pardon my French. Uh-huh. And I go, hey, pardon my English.
I doubt it. I've been to France. I don't think I remember anybody saying that.
Oh.
But they were speaking in French, so they, well, could have been.
Yeah, you could have been.
Yeah. Anyway, I just looked it up. It says, ducks do not typically mate for life.
Oh, was Henry right?
Typically.
Again?
Typically.
Uh-uh.
Most duck species form seasonal pair bonds, yeah.
I could have sworn that's what I said.
How do you do it? How do you get me on every first question?
I'm going to tell you.
I figure that.
Because I think like you.
Because a lot of birds, you know, they do mate for life. And,
Did you know that the penguins, the male penguin, will actually propose to the female penguin?
Is that right?
Do you know what he uses for a proposal?
Fish.
A rock.
A rock.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, for their nest, probably.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but it is a rock.
They put rocks around
because
their
I was going to put it on penguins, and
and
I said, no, we're going with ducks.
Wow. Did you see this?
No, I'm afraid to.
It occurred to me that people who take care of chickens are literally chicken tenders.
That was mine for
Monday.
I know.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah. that was a great start for a joke. What do you call friends who like to eat with, you know, what? What do you call friends you like to eat with?
I don't know.
Taste buds.
Taste buds. On that note, yep.
Hey, buddy, have a great day. Be kind and stay warm,
That's
my friends.
That's Hank Bray.